today on this Easter Sunday. And so just for a few more minutes, I want to read a couple of verses of Scripture, and then I want you to leave something here that you were meant to leave here. As you know, this is Easter Sunday. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And read a verse from Luke 24 that already you've seen on the overhead. Luke 24, verse 6 says, "He is not here. He has risen. Remember how I told you while he was still with you in Galilee, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." The prophet Isaiah actually foresaw the crucifixion of Christ, and he gave us kind of a prophetic picture of what was more than just a historical event. And Christians throughout the ages have taken from Isaiah 53 great truths that have changed their lives. I'm sure you're familiar with it. In the ESV, it says, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. And upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. With and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that was led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away." And then John chapter 19, we have that part of the story that kind of sums up what Isaiah was prophesying. It says, "Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Later, knowing that all was now completed." Everybody say completed. "And so that the scripture would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I'm thirsty.' A jar of wine vinegar was there, and so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips. And when he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus said, 'It is finished.'" He said, "It's finished." What did he mean? He meant that everything that was necessary for the total, complete redemption, spirit, soul, and body of every person who would ever be born from that day was complete. Nothing else needed to be done. It is finished. I believe that God wants you to reach out by faith today and take hold of what that means. In a moment, I'm going to have you leave some stuff here that God, at that moment in time, was referring to when Jesus said, "It's finished." You know, it's good to leave some stuff behind. It's good to leave behind what you would not want to take with you. Amazing how in life you can travel with stuff you should leave. And today in this service, before you get out of here today, God intended in this moment on this Sunday for you to leave some stuff behind. To draw upon what Jesus meant when he said that. And so I'd like you to just close your eyes, and I'm going to read out some things that God's put in my heart that you're meant to leave today. And then we're going to give you a chance to do just that. I'd like you to just close your eyes. I'd like you to repeat after me each one of these things, just so that we can mark them today as something you were meant to leave. In this service, God means for you to leave what I'm about to say. And so after each one of these, I want you to say it. High blood pressure, arthritis, bursitis, cancer, sickle cell, neuralgia, eye floaters, allergies, skin disruptions, alopecia, bladder issues, IBS, sinus condition, back pain, stiff joints, infection, exhaustion, insomnia, headaches, gum disease, gynecological issues, undiagnosed pain and conditions, heart arrhythmia, varicose veins, throat issues, digestion problems, prostate issues, hormone issues, brain disorders, nerve disorders, anxiety and panic attacks, diabetes, Parkinson's, lazy eye, elimination problems, rejection issues, partial paralysis, glandular malfunction, poor circulation, fibromyalgia, continual weakness, debt, breathing difficulty, hypoglycemia, cataracts, eye twitching, condemnation, self-hatred, depression, addiction, anorexia, Alzheimer's, ME, carpal tunnel, canker sores, high cholesterol, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, dyslexia, deafness, endometriosis, seizures, gallstones, STDs, gout, deafness, tinnitus, hernia, AIDS, kidney disease, leukemia, liver disease, migraines, ulcers, osteoporosis, PMS, psoriasis, sciatica, UTI, yeast infections, cramps, heart disease, macular degeneration, diarrhea, memory loss, asthma, heartburn, heel pain, emphysema, and eye watering. Now, if you have any of those issues, perhaps even more than one, I want you to stand to your feet. I'd like the ministry team to come and join me here. What I'm going to ask you to do today is I'm going to ask you to make two cues facing each other all the way around the sanctuary here. Seven of us are going to pass between these two queues. And we're going to anoint you with oil in Jesus' name. Because there's power in the anointing. And we lay hands on you in Jesus' name. You let go. Listen to me. You let go of what you're supposed to leave here. You leave it here. And so I want you to put up that confession, if you would. We're going to make our Easter confession. Our Easter confession and declaration. As you make this Easter confession and declaration, we pass by you with the anointing. You'll leave what you're meant to leave. You'll leave what you're meant to leave. You know, faith comes by hearing. And faith is released by speaking. And so, before we make this declaration, I'd like you to just move out and form two queues in a circular, facing each other. That's it. You're getting it. So we can pass between you. I just need the first six. You got some oil? You got some oil? You got some oil? Sweet. Jason? Now, if you're on the ministry team and you don't have a jar of oil in your hand, you can join the queues. You might need to turn so you can read from one of the screens. There's three screens. But on this Easter Sunday, it's no point just having an Easter meeting. What's most important about today is that what Jesus did on Calvary and what he did through the resurrection comes to bear in this moment. He made this appointment for you today to leave some stuff behind that doesn't belong to you. So let us all read our Easter confession today. And as we read aloud our confession, you say it from a heart of faith, because that's what's going to happen today as we pass between you and anoint you with the anointing oil in Jesus' name. Everybody reading aloud together. I believe Jesus died on the cross for me and all mankind. I believe he rose triumphantly from the dead. I believe he carried all my sin, all my sickness, all my pain, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, to the cross. He left it all in the grave, and then he rose triumphantly over it. I believe today he does not want me to carry what he carried for me any longer. I choose today, by faith, now, to make the exchange that he designed. I let go of all my sins, all of my sicknesses, all of my pain, both physical and emotional. I choose to forgive all others, both living and dead. I receive today, Jesus, your cleansing, your healing, your life, and your peace. I no longer live where I have lived. My address today is life, health, and peace. Thank you, Jesus. I possess you. And you possess me. Amen. Just close your eyes and transact with the Lord as we pass between you today.